All right, so like we were describing about Face K, you know, it's really crazy that he would do that, you know, especially to make up a charity and then take all the money from it.
Isn't he suing the YouTuber that exposed him?
Yeah, he's Face K.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's suing.
There's Adam. There you go.
Hello.
He's suing CoffeeZilla for exposing the truth about a dirtbag like him. That's crazy. That's really crazy. And I heard it was very, very recent actually as well.
I think as of yesterday, Kay has gotten the court date.
Yeah. Honestly, he deserves jail for doing such a thing. And even me saying that as such a big Face K fan, I used to love watching him and Jarvis.
Trust
But
me, we know you like to watch them. If I go through
yeah.
search history, I can just see like 10 videos of just like in the past hour of him.
Yeah, I was really shocked when I found out.
I
But
didn't believe it in the
yeah, me neither. My brother told me, and I was like, there's no way, because he's literally a founder of Face Clan. He was one of the people that started Face Clan up, and it's just crazy. You can get booted off of the biggest thing of your life just like that.
if you slip up just one time.
Just one time. And you know the funny thing is, this wasn't the first time. He actually did this a couple years ago
But
with rice gum.
FaZe, I think, never caught on to
Yeah, I don't think so.
or they thought it was this big rumor.
Yeah, I honestly couldn't
Or
believe
they
him.
honestly just forgave and just forgot about it because, I mean, he's one of the founders of a FaZe Clan here. Like, he's a really big person, and it just for him to throw his whole career away like that, it's insane. We
Some
mentioned
people.
earlier in the episode, like we mentioned earlier in the episode, FaZe K hasn't uploaded for a while.
Since
He's
the fight.
the last time he uploaded was 5 days ago, and it said the truth about Save the Kids.
Yeah, I watched that one.
Yeah. I didn't get to watch it yet just because of how ashamed I was of what he did. It's just crazy. No wonder he afforded to buy all of the stuff for his mom's house and all of the and the Miami house and all of that. No wonder he afforded that, you know?
The last time he was seen on social media
I feel
was
like YouTube is
during
just like one of his like side jobs.
But can people think that
You
he
know,
was
he actually got money from that video, from posting the real story about it. Yeah.
and video was also teary. He
Yeah, he
was
was like
very teary.
afterwards crying.
Mean, he was crying because think about it, that he was making millions of dollars every day, and he just sold that. And I can't believe how incredibly bad he would feel when he finds out that, like, hey, really, this is a douchebag thing to do, and it's not okay. I mean, but then again, you
I
don't.
honestly am still subscribed to him on YouTube until he posts something like an apology video.
Yeah, and even if he apologizes, he already did that after the first time that he scammed everybody for Save the Kids with rice gum along in it as well. He apologized again, and he just did it again. And honestly, if you look, I'm looking in the comment section here for his most recent video, and it's the top comment says people would believe you more if you didn't sell your shares, because if you guys don't know, he had 4 or 6 billion shares, and he sold them immediately, and went from 6 billion to four.
But we never knew where that shares, where those shares went. They could have gone to the kids. They could have not gone to the kids again.
True. Yes. Yes.
And what if they did actually go to the kids? We could just be blaming him for no reason.
It didn't. He sold his shares immediately. So when you sell your shares, that means you're getting rid of your shares. So some people would sell them. Like, okay, so FaZe Jarvis, FaZe Tico, and FaZe Nikon sold a little bit of their shares at a time. They didn't sell them all at once. That's just what a person who invests into the cryptocurrency does. That's something normal. That's what the person who invests into the cryptocurrency in general just does. They get shares, they sell them slowly, but they hold on. And they had a lot. They had a lot of shares, and it's very shocking. But yeah, it's crazy, man.
Didn't FaZe Jarvis